Welcome to Cupcakes, Cosmos, and Chit Chat,
the Working Girls Podcast with a cocktail.
Ba-ding!
Okay, I had a nice little.
How we doing? We doing bowls?
I don't know.
The sound bowls. Okay, let's get serious. Hello, all. I'm one of your hosts, Pink Neek.
I'm sorry, I cannot hold it together. Was that your serious voice?
Is that serious? I'm serious now.
Okay. Anywho, it's Ayana the Dream Chaser here. I'm not serious at all.
Well, okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna try and be serious.
Whatever. Anywho, who are we? Oh, we said our names. Okay.
Okay, maybe you should not. Just I can't.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Lies, garbage, and trash. What?
Because why you have to say it?
Because that's it.
Wait, lies, garbage, and trash.
Yeah, that's how you got to say it. Lies, garbage, and trash.
Okay. I don't know. Because I don't say it like that. Well, I don't know how I say it. Because, you know, if somebody say something to me, I'll be like, lies, garbage, and trash. But who knows? It may come off like that.
I think it depends on just how bad the lies.
When people be saying stuff to me, I'll be like, lies, garbage, and trash. But anywho. Okay. And we're sipping on.
What are we sipping on?
Trash can punch.
Okay, I was like, I almost forgot.
Trash can punch.
You know, to go with the lies, garbage, and trash.
So, apologies in advance. Because, yeah. That straight my pants out.
Okay, they couldn't see you.
So, I could feel it.
Okay, she got to be all transparent with y'all. Y'all can't even see her.
Hannah, but you can feel it. You can.
Okay, they couldn't.
I mean, I can.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Seriously, my dude? I can feel it. Okay, so.
I blame the punch.
Lies, garbage, and trash. So this is how we're going to start this. Who knows what's going to come out of our mouths? As per usual, like, duh. But, we're going to speak on something specific. A specific scenario that we both would, well, I was sharing with this chick over here. I'm telling her, you know, I had read this, and she was like, excuse me? And then she was like, no, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about this. But the reason this is called lies, garbage, and trash is because the things that men be wanting women to do, that just be, it's lies, garbage, and trash. It's the simplest way to say it. It's just trash. Mm-hmm. It's pure trash. And sometimes it's just, huh? Like, did you think that through, my dude? Did you, like, really think that through before you came to me with this garbage?
And it don't even be and for me, it's not even that you think it through, because obviously they didn't. It's more so, if the tables were turned.
Oh, we gonna get to that.
That's my biggest issue.
We gonna get to that.
If the tables were turned, and I approached you with what you just approached me with.
We're going to get to that because of, thruples. No, not thruples.
I was about to say, we're bringing out thruples again?
Sorry, misspoke. Not thruples. The, what is it? Is it swinging?
You're going to have to give me a definition, a context, where, so I can tell you.
Where it's, where you're okay with, like, me and you are in a relationship, but we gonna swing and be over here or be over there.
I mean it can be. Most of the time, I know for, and this is not me because of experience, this is stuff I've read, but I believe swingers, like, it's purposeful. Like, they go out together as a couple and find another couple to swap
partners. Well, either way.
Whereas a throuple, depending on, you know, how they discussed it, they're fine with.
Yeah, it's not the thruple.
But it's not the thruple.
I know it's not the thruple. Okay. No, this is a matter of, we are in a relationship.
It's not an open
and
relationship.
And we're going to go over here and do some things with other people.
I mean, I think this is more so an open relationship. And I only say that because And I don't, I feel like they need their own separate app or their own separate category. It's just my opinion. No shades in them, by all means. Everyone needs love. But when I was on the apps, every now and then, there would be a couple.
Looking for someone. So, no, I'm not talking
about that. So, not that either. No, okay.
Because swingers have parties.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so then, yeah, swingers.
That's where I'm at. Okay. Interesting. Anyhow.
You think you could ever, like, get in... I'm sorry, before you go into your thought, but you think you could ever get into a swingers party just to see what's happening? Not actually swing, but just to see the swingers?
So, I do believe that you can get in if you're single.
Really?
Yes, and I only know that based off of someone else telling me that. Because they apparently went, but whatever.
I would love to talk to that person. Used to talk to them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk after the show.
Right. And then when you find out who it is, you're going to be like, never mind. I don't need to know. Never mind.
It's the curiosity in me that is piqued. I'm just like, what exactly happens? Because you can't believe everything you read or how they depict stuff in the movies. Because a lot of lies go up in the trash. So I'm curious if someone's had an eyewitness account. What exactly?
That's an eyewitness account.
No pun intended. How exactly? What happened? That's all. What you see. What happened? Now, for all we know, they in there playing Uno. Swapping partners. I doubt it, but...
I wouldn't know. So, I brought that up just because I'm like, how sometimes a man may present this. Like, usually, it's men who present threesomes. And I just want to know, what go through your mind? To think the woman you're involved with, you can come to her and be like, I would like to have a threesome. Whereas, it's just, I think, what is it? It's I guess expected that it's going to be another woman. But the flip side of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that flip side. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if I came to you.
The flip side of that. So it's like, it's garbage. But anywho.
You ain't trying to be out.
Now, granted, because there are some men out there that's like, hey, I just want to watch and stuff. And they, I mean, and this is how they present this. But I'm like, how do you come to, that's just where I'm stuck at. How do you come to the person you're involved with and you want to introduce someone else into the situation?
Especially if there's never been any type of inkling or hint that was even an interest. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, and I hate to say it this way because it might not be all men, but for most men, that's a thought in the back of their, even if they don't necessarily voice it, it could be a thought that's already in their head, like, ooh, that might be kind of cool. Meanwhile,
but the people that I know that have had them, guys, they were like, psh, it's overrated. And I find it funny because, of course, it's usually guys that are like, yeah, I did that. I don't know if women own up to that. Be like, yeah, I was. I don't know any women who have owned up to that. To be like, yeah, I did that. Like, but I know guys. I did that once and I don't need to do that no more. Yeah, I once had a guy tell me, you ain't got to worry about that. He was like, that's too much work. He was like, and my thing ain't that big.
I'm was just screaming. Like, well, listen, at least he laid it all out there for you.
Like, and what? I was just like.
It's like, nah.
But I was like, the insinuation was like, what? How big does it have to be in order to participate?
Like, I didn't know there was a size requirement.
Like, what is the, like, there's how
a
big?
Size requirement. There's a stamina requirement. Apparently there's a whole list of things we don't know about.
But, yeah, that's what he said. I thought it was the most hilarious thing ever. But I was, how big does one... how big must one be in order to participate in a threesome? I don't know. But, whatever. But, anyhow, this is the questions that I be having sometimes. Because I'm like, the things that people... I read stuff and I be like, what? How? Huh? I'm gonna always have questions. But that's just me. Anyhow.
That is you.
On to the topic that brought us here, today. Is, oh, excuse me. I was reading, I don't know where, this story came from, but I was reading this man, I guess he's, you know, he's with this woman and he loves her and he wants to be with her. Like, this is who he can see himself in life with. Mm-hmm. And she has a couple of kids already. And he's like, you know, has stepped in and he's like, I'm here. It's me and you. I got you. I got the kids. All of that. Just a slight stipulation. Pause for dramatic effect.
I can't.
Okay, so the stipulation is that he wants to have a child with another woman. Because he wants to be a first-time parent with someone else who is a first-time parent. Meaning, he wants to have that first-time parent experience at the same time with someone else who's experiencing this for the first time. Of course, the woman that he's with would not be a first-time parent because she already has kids. So he's like, let me go over here, have a kid, still me and you. I am just like, So I brought this to my co-host over here, and she went in. If you haven't realized already, which one of us be ready to snap? And which one of us be like, but think about it. This will be the episode that you realize which one of us snaps and which one of us is like, go think about it.
Listen, to my credit, I am slower to snap now. Doesn't mean snap doesn't happen, but it's slower than it has been.
I told you this and you snapped. Like, it was like it was your man. And you like, oh no, he didn't. Straight up lost it. And I was like, okay. Okay. So let me recap for you real quick. So you guys understand where we're going with this. Well, I don't know where we're going with this, but yeah. Okay. A man is involved with a woman who has children. He loves this woman, loves the kids, wants to be with her and all that. He just wants to be able to go have a baby with someone else so that he can have the first-time parent experience with someone else who is a first-time parent. Go ahead. Because you're looking like,
But
Go ahead.
Because of this, of course, because, you know, when you snap, well, for me anyway, most of the times when I snap, I'm in the moment, and so I, like, semi-blackout and don't really remember everything that I've said. So I don't even remember what I said in my snap. But even hearing it again, even though I've already heard the story, hearing it again now, I'm still stuck on, this is who you see yourself with. You're already involved. You're already dedicated. You're dedicated to her. You're dedicated to her, to the kids. Everything is great. You want to have a child. And so you want to step out of this relationship that you're in to have said kid and be able to have this experience. By all means, everyone's allowed to want what they want. To have this experience as first-time parents with you and allegedly your baby mama that you're trying to create, and then come back to the woman with her already kids who you've already committed to. I've got all kinds of questions. Because my question one is the baby mama. That's what I'm going to call it for lack of a better term right now. Because the baby mama and who you want to have this first-time parenting experience with. What is, like, is she okay with just that? With she's fine with, yeah, sure, let's experience that together, although there is no other ties here. Is she okay? And then, really? So, when how exactly are you having this baby? Are you leaving your current girlfriend or fiance or whatever she is and having sex with this other woman? Or is there an incubator involved? Is there some... Like, I'm trying to understand. Because now, you're not just asking... Are you legit asking for... I can't even say a hall pass, so that's supposed to be for, like, celebrities and stuff. But you're, like, asking for a regular day hall pass. But you are asking, basically,
not a regular
day. A regular day hall pass. That's what I'm going with. When it's Joe Schmo or Susie Lou from down the street, it's a regular day hall pass. Mm-hmm. You're asking for said hall pass. Mm-hmm. Because technically, if you are sleeping with this woman to conceive this child, and I'm assuming that's what, if you're trying to truly experience, y'all can't see me, but I'm using the air quotes on experience, the full experience of full-time parenting, I would think you're going to go the whole, you're going to do the whole enchilada. You're going to have some sex. And then
you some sex.
And then you're going to experience the pregnancy and the hormones and the cravings, all that goes into, I'm not speaking from experience, but all that goes into the first time parenting experience. So what's your girlfriend supposed to do in the meantime for these 9 months? She just gonna be like, I mean, Bill gonna be back in school? Oh God, Jesus. I didn't warm myself out. I can't out. Woo!
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and so his question was, what is the difference if he had came into the situation as already having a kid with someone else? And I was like, So, my thoughts on this is that, one, audacity is at an all-time high. Like, it's on sale somewhere.
Okay, and Mofos is getting, and it's on BOGO, okay? Buy one, get one free, because y'all's out here.
And it has been stored up like the Doom Days preppers.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because the audacity. Yes.
Can I answer his question?
Okay.
Well, no, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Well, go ahead, answer the question, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What is the difference if you came into the situation already with the child? Are you forget? This is why I said I need to know what the process is of conceiving said child, because the difference is sex. The difference is you are in a committed relationship with this woman. You have a bond and a connection with her children. You were then asking to, like, let's put this on pause. We're going to go over here, have a good time, have a kid, come back in 9 months. Versus if you guys were not together, not involved in any type of way, and you was over here, you had your first-time child experience with whomever.
I can't with this movement.
And then came and said, hey, you know, I really like you. I'd really like to get to know you. I just want you to know, though, I do have a child. Well, I mean, at that point, it's like, well, we all have a past. I mean, I got kids. I'm saying, that's how that conversation goes. That's a little different.
Okay.
You don't think it's different?
I do and I don't.
Do tell.
Now, granted, I'm still like, the audacity.
Okay.
Because, what? But I get what he's saying in regards to what's the difference. Because he's not looking at it from the standpoint of, I did this prior to you. And I'm trying to do this after you, so to speak. And you added a whole lot to that. Like, you made a whole, like, he gone for 9 months and all that. I don't think that's the case. I think he literally is like, let me go get whomever pregnant. They pregnant. We still working on us, whatever, whatever. But, you know, I got this kid coming. I get what you're saying, where you're like, the 9 months and the cravings and the all of that or whatever, whatever, whatever. Totally get that. Because I know I'd be, well, I wouldn't be in that situation.
Hello, somebody.
Because I'd have been like, you can go on. You can go on. Have your baby.
Don't come this way, though. The door is closed. Locks have been changed. Don't even ask for my name.
But the fact that he came to her with this says to me that this is something he wanted before he got into the situation. And so, therefore, he probably should have never gotten into this situation because she already has kids.
Mm-hmm.
You knew she already had kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something new to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is something you've probably been wanting.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you allow yourself to become involved with someone that did not fit your actual desires? Now, flip side, is that maybe he didn't even know he wanted kids until he got around her kids. Okay. I get why he would want the first time experience to be with someone who is also having the first time experience. She already has kids. She's already gone through the baby process and all that. So here he is. If they have a kid together, she's already done this. He's never done this. So the probability of her saying, you're doing it wrong, that is not how you do it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, is a little higher than with someone who has not had the experience. Fair enough. I get where he's coming from, but, audacity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she shot him down. She was like, nah, bro. But...
I was just like, oh God, is there a resolve? Because I never did ask. I don't think I ever gave you. No,
you did not. You did not ask. Sorry. I mean, but that was part of his story where he was like, she was like, nah, bro.
Are they still together?
I don't know. Whatever he put this out there because he was like, was his ask that crazy basically? And
well, what a cliffhanger! We don't even know if they.
Who knows? But
rude.
But I got it, and I think. That's something that a lot of us women do not do at all in any regard whatsoever is see the actual picture of why this is being presented. Yes, audacity all the way. Okay? All the way. Like, what?
I know you didn't.
But why? There's something deeper there. And so, like I just said, where it's like, yeah. He's not saying he doesn't want to have a kid with her or whatever. I don't know if he does want to have one with her or not. I don't know. But the experience that she has versus the lack of experience he has, that's going to show up.
Yeah. So I mean, while valid points. Okay. Valid points.
But I promise you, majority of the time as women, we ain't looking at that.
No. Hello, you just heard me go off on a whole where in there did I say? Well, you know what? No! I was not thinking about that whatsoever. Because in my mind, I'm like, how dare you?
Precisely.
Ask for a regular day homemade!
I can't with the regular
day. Regular day hall pass. I'm dying for it.
And so, this is why communication is so, so important. Because I really don't feel like a lot of us... Like, we want something, we put something out there or whatever, but we don't really know how to express what the actual meaning behind what we're saying is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's what he felt or not, but I'm saying that's what I got from it. Like, who knows, man? He's just like, nah, I just want to have a kid with somebody else. I don't know.
Okay, she making it all philosophical. Meanwhile, he was like, nah, I was serious. I'm just trying to have a kid with someone else, you know. Figure that out, and then come on back over here. I thought it was going to be fine. I thought she'd be cool with it. Apparently not.
So, you know...
What?
So, and that's why I got... Why he was like, what's the difference if I would have came into the situation already a single father? Like, totally get it. But it's like, that experience, that's going to show up. It's going to show up. Because that's how women are.
And I understand that part of it. I just... My question is, I just think that there is a huge difference between you coming into this a single father versus you being involved with her and then saying, yo, let me run over here real quick, run this errand, yes. And then come back. What?
Naturally, there's a difference, but he's trying to convey this point of, this is what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
In correlation with, you know, if I was already a single father, this would be is the same thing. I get where it's coming from. But again, if you cannot express yourself correctly.
I just, again, flip the table. If she came to my man.
Hell no.
And said the same thing. He was not going for that.
Duh.
Like, if he probably wouldn't have even let her finish what she was going to ask. Like, what? No! Hell no! Like, it wasn't gonna happen. It is not gonna happen. It is the same thing that you hear 1,001 times where it's like, a dude can do a chick wrong, like, a million times over. When she send random text messages to random chicks, blah, blah, blah. The minute this same girl that he did dirty 1,001 times decides to have one moment with someone else, he's lost it. Hold up, Slim. I can flip through the phone book and, if they even exist anymore, flip through the phone book and circle the names of the people that you done dealt with while we were together. I took a regular day hall pass on one dude down the block and you lost it? Yep, hashtag regular day hall pass.
I can't.
I'm just like, what a double standard. Why is it okay for you to be out here acting like a ho-ho? I don't understand it. And I guess I'm so animated because of this situation, because I've had conversations with so many dudes who do this. But then when the chick does it one time, he has a nervous breakdown. I can't believe she'd do this to me. Bruh, that was you trying to come up with scenarios on how you was going to get out of your issue because you did dirt you wasn't supposed to be doing. So now she didn't return the dirt and you mad because you dirty?
That was on whatchamacallit. First Wives Club. Where? Was Brie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember she slept with the dude from the club or the bar or whatever? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know you ain't seen new season yet or whatever, but they needed to hire a nanny. It was the guy.
No.
So.
Oh, God.
You know, they were like, you know, you got to tell him, whatever. So she probably told him and flipped. Mm-hmm. And so he went to see the therapist and he's telling the therapist about how he feels. He's like, she doesn't even understand. And the therapist was like, no, she couldn't possibly understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not exactly. At all. And he was like, I see what you're trying to do here. But it's not the same. How is it not the same?
See what I'm saying? The audacity. It's on sale. Buy one, get one free.
Like, in some regards, you're right. It's not the same. You were cheating while y'all were married.
Mm-hmm.
She had sex with this man while y'all were separated.
Not cheating.
Kind of not the same.
Nope.
One of you is more wrong than the other.
Yep. Separated, you weren't in the house, you weren't even trying to work on the marriage. So, therefore...
But why is it? I think so. I once was told that guys feel some type of way about women cheating because women are more emotional in regards to it or whatever.
I heard that.
And...
Last garbage and trash, not all.
And my thought process on that is that, who are you cheating with? Because... what you're telling me is that the chicks you cheat with, they're not emotional.
They're not emotional.
But if I cheat on you,
I'm emotional. Uh-huh. Make it make sense.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. It's something.
Just like, you know, how you're supposed to save yourself for marriage, but dudes, they don't get told they're supposed to save themselves for marriage. Who are they sleeping with? Who are they sleeping with?
I need some more punch.
Oh, that was me talking about the adulterer with the, how women, yeah, women, yo.
Just get a bad rep.
We just...
All the way around.
Dang.
It's a double-edged sword.
Okay. Meanwhile, I wouldn't choose it to be anything else.
Okay, that part.
I would not choose to be anything else. But anyhow, so yeah. The audacity that is being had in the world today is just... it's just... Okay, so... For my next topic of... Lies, garbage, and trash. I'm going to segue into the media and their bullshit of making comedy out of harassment, making comedy out of abuse, making comedy out of a very serious, dare I say, life-threatening situation. Because what is happening to Kim Kardashian is not funny. It's not in any realm that I live in comical whatsoever.
Agreed.
And then the flip side of this is that if something were to happen to this woman at the hands of this man or those that are, I guess, his cult following, whoever, whatever, you know, because, you know, then it's, oh my gosh. How did we miss the signs? How could this have happened?
Child, he's standing there with the signs.
I am so confused by this. Like, and Let me back up real freaking quick. Okay, because one, I don't know Kim Kardashian. I don't know a Kardashian. I don't know. I ain't associated in any way, shape, or form. Okay, but Chris, you can call me. Because I came to you and I was like, am I the only one that sees this as abuse? And I happened to go on Twitter after I talked to you, and I wasn't the only one. There were several people that were like, is anybody going to do anything about this? Like, this is abuse. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, mm-hmm. This whole everything. To you people who feel the need to say, I don't care for her, or I can't stand her, but, and shut up. And I don't use the word shut up. I don't say shut up to nobody. But shut up. You make no goddamn sense. You're part of the problem. No one cares if you like someone, can't stand them, whatever. No one deserves to be treated like this. Mm-hmm. Period. But you feel the need to interject. Mm-hmm. You're BS. First. And then say, but. You're part of the problem. Shut up. Now, back to the regularly scheduled programming.
Oh, hold on one second.
Oh, excuse me, excuse me. Beep. Let's rewind. Rewind.
Just before you, because my... It's not even so much a question, because I really don't care to hear their BS answers. Because, just as you stated, you don't know Kim Kardashian or any or the rest of the family. As do none of these people who keep saying how they don't like her. And they can't stand her. And like, why are you mad? Why is there so much disgust for this family as a whole?
There's that.
I'm like, half of y'all are going through, if not worse, the same stuff that they're going through in their lives. It's just that don't nobody know about you.
Well.
That's all. Don't nobody know.
Well.
Okay. That Pookie done cheated on you 1,001 times. You keep taking them back.
Well.
Okay. Like, nobody knows about the deep, dark secrets and the skeletons that you keep in your closet. Because you just who you are. You're not in the limelight. They just happen to be in the limelight. So everything they do is magnified tenfold. But I promise you, there is someone who is dealing with the same situation that Kim is currently dealing with. And they are trying, and it's not funny. They don't see it as comical. They are seriously like, someone needs to do something, and they're not getting any type of assistance. And that is how I feel is what is happening to Kim. There's no assistance there. You see her as a celebrity, and the people whose comment is, well, I mean, I don't feel sorry for either one of them, because they knew what they was getting into. No one deserves to be treated like this in any capacity. In what world? Whether you're a celebrity or regular Joe Schmo on the street, is it okay where you would be comfortable and feel fine with your estranged ex purchasing the house across the street? Across the street from you. Say what?
You know what's...
Because that's normal?
So here's something that I had to learn that I was... First of all, the things that we create in our heads that we're like, it has to be this way. It has to be this way. And then to learn the hard way that it ain't that
it's
way.
It's not that way. Mm.
I used to think that if a guy had a daughter, that he somehow would understand he needed to be better. And that's some bull. It's bull.
Garbage and trash. It's a beautiful thought. You would think, oh, you know what? Time for me to turn around. And don't get me wrong, I know some dudes who have. But the majority?
No. And there's no difference whatsoever. But they hold their daughter in high regard.
That part.
And I remember telling this dude, I was like, your daughter is going to end up with someone just like you. And what you mean by that? I promise. She gonna end up with somebody just like you. And you gonna want to kill him. But I hope that you recognize you in him. And here I am. What? Like, I don't stop watching the news. I don't stop everything. Because I can't.
Child.
I'm like, this man is doing this to the mother of his children.
That's right.
And
with
you,
no regard,
no
for
regard
how
to
it's
how
affecting
the exactly
them. Like, you don't even care. You're doing whatever nonsense you're doing,
and then
out of pure selfishness,
the media
they just make it worse. It
keeps adding the fire. What is it? The fuel
to the fire. Yes, y'all just fanning waves and making them bigger.
And y'all seem okay with this.
Right.
And it's laughable to you, and every day is something that you're like, I'll be back in the news, and this is what he did, and can you believe, and I'm
like, this isn't funny.
This is not news.
Okay.
This is somebody calling the cops. This is a cry
for help, and no one's, y'all, instead of y'all, well, which is what y'all do now anyway, this is a cry for help, and instead of y'all helping, everyone has grabbed their phones and is recording.
Yo, isn't that what happened in, was it Philly? On the train where the girl got raped?
Yes.
And the people pulled out their phones.
Yes, they pulled out their phones.
To record.
And no one called.
Instead of helping.
The cops. Or helping her.
This woman not be assaulted.
Correct. You pulled out your phones.
You know what trips me out? And I'm mad this just hit me. Not mad, like, no, not anger or anything. But, so, you know, I have a stun gun. And I remember talking to a friend of mine about something. See, I don't even want, I'm trying not to, because that's going to be segue with a whole nother topic. I'm like, yeah, I was talking to him about this, and I was like, what? Anyways, because I'm being triggered. No. So I was talking about something else, whatever. And, you know, I brought up that I had a stun gun. And I was like, you know, because I think anybody I talked to was like, yo, I'm going for the neck. You come at me, I'm going for your neck. Like, I'm all volts to the neck. And he said, no, you need to do it in the balls. No, the neck. And he was, oh, you trying to kill somebody. No, we've missed the point.
They're attacking me. At this point, I'm in survival mode.
I shouldn't have to even pull this out to
correct.
Use it.
I need to make sure you're not coming for me ever again.
You feel like I should maim them in the balls instead of shock them in their neck. Really? And this is what we're dealing with in society.
Yes.
This is what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't fully protect yourself. Just make it enough where you can still run away, but you haven't caused any harm to them.
But this is what we're dealing with.
Even though, like, they're attacking you.
The woman is at fault.
Yeah. All the time.
Because I was just like, what?
Because it was just like, what was that show we was watching? Where the girl had the dress on?
Oh, she's got to have it.
Yes. Had the dress on. Because you already know, every time I, ooh!
She was like, the episode with the dress. I was like, yeah.
The dress, okay? The dress episode. Because how dare you? Everyone is blaming her for what? I'm sorry. I should be able to walk down the street butt booted naked. Let it all hang out and jiggle and shake and all that.
Oh my God.
Not near one person has the right to touch me. Are you serious? It's ridiculous. I can't. So, you know, I'm into sweet, you know, it's been a minute since we did tangent, so here we go.
Oh, Lord.
It still ties in. So, you know, my newest obsession, if you will, is true crime podcasts.
Yes.
Big on this. So, I have a few different ones that I listen to that I absolutely love. And the last few that I've, it's shocking but not shocking, the majority of the cases are women that are the victims.
Mm-hmm.
What, and so that wasn't the most shocking part to me. It was like, it was shocking the fact that, dang, there's a lot, but it wasn't shocking that they were women. What was shocking to me is that in the investigation of the crimes, regardless of what the scenario was, it was a good portion. It had to be over 50% of the cases. There was so much victim blaming in the cases. You were blaming the dead person, the dead woman, for why she was dead. Like, hell, at one point, one of the murderers, because he decided to, which was the weirdest thing to me ever, and I can't remember the case, but whatever, he decided to represent himself in court. And in court, that was part of his argument, that he blamed, that it was her fault that he killed her. Wait. Flag on the play. Did you really just admitted that you killed her, but it was her fault? Like, had she not done whatever the hell it was he said she did, he it wouldn't have led to this. And I feel like in society, that is what society does to women. It's our fault. Everything. The things that happen to us, we are to blame for them. We have the control to not make them happen the way in which they happen. And that is bull.
I just...
I'm tired.
Not you tired.
I'm tired.
I just, one would like to know how one thinks these things are okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Two, last week, I don't remember what, last week, week, whenever. I don't even know if I was watching the news. It probably was the news because I get offended when the news is not about actual
news.
World news. Where I'm just like, why is this on my screen? This is not news. And I had to think, do y'all feel some type of way that y'all have to come into the, this is your office, and you have to talk about what other people are doing in their lives? Like, does that bother you? Because I don't think you people, like, I would hope. But I don't think that, you know, majority of you who've gone to journalism school and all that, like, I would think you wanted to, like, do some cutting edge stories.
Speaking not, as a journalism major, yes.
Not come in and do celebrity news.
Nope. Like I told you, my dream, I was trying to be an anchor on CNN. I was trying to be out there in the trenches when the stuff got rough and then be, you know, I'm here on the scene. Like, that, I was going to be that person. That's what I wanted. And then, you know, we watched that whole thing on CNN with, what was it? With Ferguson. I ain't trying to be there.
I just...
But that's what I wanted. I wasn't interested in, is it a blue dress or is it a white dress? I wasn't interested. I didn't care about those stories. I didn't, no. And I'm all for, not granted, if, especially, you know, my real journalism students and all that stuff, we understand the whole concept of fluff news. We know what that term means. You know, it's the stuff, it's the filler that you got to put in there because, you know, you need something in between all the heaviness. But
it's the heaviness that has become the fluff.
Exactly. It somehow it has flipped. You get nothing but fluff in there, and then 5 seconds of some real news. And it's like, what is going on here? Are we so conditioned that we don't even want to hear the truth anymore? We don't want to know what's going on in the world. We just want to be all in our bubble with our fluff news and be more concerned about a celebrity's dog problems than, like, what is happening in the world and like, what, I don't understand. I don't understand why we're okay with it.
I don't understand either.
It.
That's why it's lies, garbage, and trash.
Like, I don't understand why we're okay with that. I don't get why there isn't more of an uproar in why the news is not news.
Okay.
Like, it's not news. You are telling me about things I don't care about. I don't care. Like, that is what Instagram and all the other, that's what those things are for.
I don't even get it on there anymore.
Well, I mean, I don't even. But I'm just saying.
I don't even get, because, you know, like, I live on Twitter. I ain't been on Twitter. Because I'm like, I don't want to know. I haven't been on Twitter. And when I'm on Instagram, I'm looking at fashion stuff. That I'm
so
like,
oh. You're looking at fashion stuff. I'm looking at houses. Like,
I'm just like, oh, that's a nice outfit. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like
right.
Her bracelet.
Right. Like, I have
those
now.
Those are cute. Like, mm-hmm.
I've
like,
now not... made it so that all of my social media platforms, I only see certain things. Because I'm not interested in the BS. I'm just not.
And so
I don't care.
I don't want to, like, I don't, like, I, mm-mm.
Which is why half the time you're like, girl, did you hear if it was on the news? No.
I don't want to know.
I don't. Because to me, it's not news. It's mind-boggling to me that I have to, like, go to, like, an app or I have to actually do a deep Google search to find out actual news. Well, what's going on in the world? What's happening? Who, you know, what's happening mm-hmm. with this scenario? Like, you hear a snippet of something, you're like, whoa, can I get some more information? Then you gotta go do your, you got to be the journalist.
Research, okay?
You got to be the journalist and go do the research. Because the news is giving you 2 seconds. So this is what's happening. And, oh my God, did you see such and such's new shoes? That's not news. I don't give a damn what's on her feet. There is a world crisis. Can we talk about that?
I am just...
Gas is going up. The price of cheese is alarming. Can we talk about that?
Listen. Okay, because you know I know about that cheese. Okay.
But I know. So I'm just like, listen. Like, no, and no one's talking about this. Like, it's complete... I'm sorry. I went to fill up my car the other day, and gas was almost $4. I almost lost my entire mind. What?
Oh, God.
Like, I thought it was a typo. On the cash book.
He's like, excuse me, I think you put the wrong number up on the
side. Put the wrong numbers here. What is 385? What? Girl. So the things you didn't think about when you were younger that you was gonna stress over as an adult. The fact, okay, because
I think I always thought gas was gonna be 99 cents.
All right then.
I'm for real. That's what. Well, like when it got to like $1.25, I was like, all right, cool. You know, I always thought it was probably gonna be like 99 cents.
So then you're probably just flabbergasted at 380.
No, see, I'm actually not, just because I look at the California prices. So, yeah, go check them California gas prices.
I don't want to.
It'll change your life.
Now, you know I gotta go look at it now after the show. But even the inflation. Like, I went to the grocery store the other day. I spent $25. I came out of the store with 4 items. Do you want to know how upset I was when I got in the car and realized I only had 4 items? What? 4 items. I was just like, yo, you used to be able to do some damage with $25. Now, 4 items. And it's just, but this isn't news.
What does that say?
But the...
You gonna be okay?
I'ma take my 385 and be just fine. I'm so sorry, you California people. What? My God, today. Listen, I love California, but I'm glad I don't live there, because I just wouldn't be driving. Like, show, never drive my car. You see these gas prices? You damn right I'm not driving. you better Uber, you better find you a bus schedule, something. Get you a scooter, get some roller skates, something.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus.
Whenever you be like, I can't even believe this. Yep, just look at California gas prices.
Oh my. Like, what y'all eating in California? So y'all can afford to put gas in your cars. What y'all eating?
Oh,
gee.
Okay.
I'm not all right. That messed me all the way up. You see? Ooh, I said I was going to look after the show. You just couldn't wait. Like, no, girl, here you go. Let me change your life real quick. See, this is why you got to be careful about complaining about what's going on in your life, because you don't know how the other side has it.
My goodness.
Because my God today, no, I think I'd fall on the floor. I pull up to the pump and it's them numbers. So, did y'all invert these prices? Like, well, I think y'all definitely got the wrong numbers up now. Because now you lost your mind.
She was
Woo, Jesus.
Okay. Well.
No, but look, I was not ready. That best be all the way. I'm sorry. What does that say? 6? What in God's name? What? That is criminal. What is it, 6?
Anywho.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
You gonna be all right? Gave a whole new meaning to fill up.
Jesus. Listen. I'm telling you right now. I'm gonna get real close and personal with my coworkers. We carpooled. Ain't never been a fan of carpool. I promise you, I lived in California. I'd be a fan of carpool.
Oh my goodness. Anywho, so in conclusion, no.
Ooh, them gas prices was lies, garbage, and trash.
See what I'm saying? It's all over.
Mm-hmm.
Lies, garbage, and trash.
Garbage, and trash.
And look at here. Don't nobody comment, talk about some why garbage and trash ain't they the same thing? Don't do it. It just goes, okay? Because you know there's somebody.
Yeah, there's always that one.
It's like, lies, garbage, and trash. I mean, it's garbage and trash. Are they not the same?
Whatever, because there are some people who say garbage and there are some people who say trash. Then.
You know.
That is true. It was our nephew that taught me that.
Oop.
Because he came, and I was just like, is this because I'm from New York and he's from here? Like, I don't know. Because I said, hey, he had something for, hey, pick that up, throw it in the garbage. And he picked it up, and he just looked at me.
Really?
I said, throw it in the garbage. He
like, what is garbage?
And he just looked at me holding it. And his father was like, trash. I was like, be damned. I mean, my man was bewildered.
What is garbage?
What is gar? Huh?
The garbage?
Now you told me pick it up, okay. But what is the second word?
What is this garbage?
What is that? Okay. Like, I mean, full-blown, like, the most innocent, because he couldn't have been no more than two. But look, this what innocent, deer in the headlights, like, I don't know what you're telling me to do.
What is this garbage you speak of?
Trash. Hey, that I know. I said, well, ain't that something? Okay.
That's funny.
So ever since then, when if I talk to him, trash. Because it's him. I think he's the only person I do that to.
Huh. Interesting.
Okay. There you go. The more you know.
Okay.
So don't try to do it, though. Like, because y'all not our nephew. Y'all ain't cute. So don't do it.
Well, damn.
Yep. I said it.
I don't know. Because I'd be like garbage can. I don't know. The trash. I probably only say trash when I'm like, lies, garbage, or trash. Because, you know, I'm quick to say that.
Yes, you are.
Somebody be like, blah, blah, blah. Lies, garbage, and trash.
Like, it's our slogan.
Not my slogan.
Your slogan.
Probably. I should probably get a t-shirt.
You probably should.
Anywho, we're going to get out of here because. Because I ain't got the bandwidth.
And life is life.
Girl. Life been lifing. Mm-hmm. Like, life is just, mm-hmm. Woo! Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hold up.
Okay, especially for you California people. Life is life.
Yeah, I know some of y'all is probably like, I'm going to go Google these California gas
prices.
Please
do. Please.
Let us know that you Googled them.
Okay. Let us know.
Let us know your thoughts on those gas prices.
Because this live garbage is trash.
Because it ain't all bad sometimes. When you think about it.
I know y'all carpooling. I know y'all.
Just go check them California gas prices. All right. We're out.
Bye, guys.